Irish Duckists Rebel, 2nd of February 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Ballyduck, South Armagh, Ireland. Today, the leaders of the Duckist fundamentalists in Ireland, Sean Fearon and Niall McCann, announced that they were beginning a rebellion against what they call the imperialist and oppressive force that is the Church of Duck. They spent today preparing for battle and rallying up support. This morning, the world Duckist population was lower than 110. By the end of the day, though, there were over 500 members. Previously, the Church of Duck had not considered the Duckists a large threat, considering that it is the third largest duck-based religion in the world with over 3 million followers. The Church of Duck has had a bad history with Duckists. The church was formed in 1765 during the worst years of the war between the Duckist extremists and the robot Nazis. Soon after its formation, the church destroyed Duckism in its national home, Duckistan, weakening their forces so badly they lost the war. From then on, Duckism only existed in the remote island of Cragan in Tens. But in 2005, a Cumann Duckism something, or the Duckism Club of Ireland, was established by three unknown batfuck insane Duckist extremists in Ballyduck, Ireland, the Church of Duck's capital in that country. Over the next 2 years, membership increased very slowly. By the year 2007, it had about 50 members. Also, today, Ballyduck was pronounced the Duckist capital of the world because, as of today, the population in Ballyduck of Duckists passed 500. Fearon and McCann have not used their forces to attack the Irish Church of Duck yet, but they say that they are preparing troops and waiting for the right time when the church in Ireland is weakened. Sean Fearon said today, quote, "Our first goal is to take back Ireland and give Duckists the first country to be truly proud of since 1765. Our second goal is that once we've established Ireland as a truly Duckist country, we will have the power to establish Duckist outposts in neighboring countries, such as England, Scotland, Wales, and France. Once we do this, we shall hopefully recapture those countries and establish them as Duckist," unquote. He goes on to say, quote, "By then we shall have the power to invade Germany, one of the main countries belonging to the Church. This will most likely cause a war between us and the Church of Duck and possibly the robot Nazis. This war is inevitable, and it is very likely that we will lose it. But if we win, my dear followers, we shall reclaim Germany, Poland, and then our long-lost home, Duckistan," unquote. This by Vice President of Duckists in Ireland, Niall McCann. President of the Duckists of Ireland, who are now nameless, Sean Fearon, explained why recruitment and reestablishment of Duckists in Ireland was so important. He says, "People of Ireland, my friends and enemies, family, I urge you to join our reviving force, Duckists. We need to reclaim our country before we can continue with any secondary objections. Tell me, dear followers, how many troops, how powerful an army would it take to reclaim Ireland, to invade England, and to return to Duckistan?" "Exactly, a lot. So I plead with you to join us and join our forces so that we can crush the imperialist and oppressive force that is the Church of Duck and reclaim our former glory," unquote. It was during these two speeches and a rally session that lasted all day and night that Duckist members went from about 100 to 500. There are 32 counties in Ireland, and out of these, only one is now declared completely Duckist. And this progress is incredible. Maybe we should think about what it would be like if and when the Church of Duck is wiped out and the Duckists rule the world. We will report on this story as it develops. The This has been Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.